Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. M.M. Beck has published another suspense thriller book with author Reputation Press following the release of the breathtaking novel Dan Jorgensen, Teacher and Sleuth. The Case of the Two Left Shoes is the story of Daniel Jorgensen, a lieutenant colonel and chief of investigations of the Army Criminal Investigations Element, that's CIE, in the Virginia Area Command. Dan has been working in the CIE since before the end of World War II. His success at finding criminals and eliminating them has made the friends and family of those he has sent to prison very angry. Their attempts on his life and his family have been to kill him or stop his investigations. M.M. Beck is a retired veterinarian, environmental scientist, loves the study of astronomy, woodworking, and carving, along with rock hounding. He's actively engaged in civic issues and volunteers in a number of projects. And M.M. Beck, author of The Case of Two Left Shoes, is with us on This Week in America. Milt, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, it's great to have this opportunity.
And all that you've got going for you, and an excellent, talented author as well. I love what you've done with the character, Daniel Jorgensen. The books we're talking about, the new one, The Case of the Two Left Shoes, what was the inspiration for writing this particular book? And then we'll talk about the series and creating the character. What was the inspiration for the book?
Well, when I was in veterinary practice, one of my clients had a fairly sizable family, and they were all avid skiers. And I was leaving his home one day after completing a call, and on his porch was a whole series of ski boots lined up. And if you didn't pay close attention, you couldn't tell which was for the right foot and which was for the left foot. And it occurred to me, two left shoes. And I tried a couple of times to write this, but I didn't get very far. Life seemed to get in the way.
Yes.
Then after I'd retired and moved here to Washington, I started to put it together, and I completed that book and had it published in 2015. It's gone through two or three revisions since then.
Well, it's amazing this idea comes to you, and what, it's years later when you actually write the book, The Case of the Two Left Shoes.
It was about 40 years before I actually wrote the book.
Well, and what a book it is, and very entertaining. The book is The Case of the Two Left Shoes. M.M. Beck is the author and our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at authorreputationpress.com. Amazon as well, and if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll actually be able to link on, find information on Milt's book, M.M. Beck, our guest on the program. What was it like to write this book when you had this idea kicking around for a number of years, you actually started the process of writing it? What was it like for you as an author to actually come up with a storyline and publish this book?
Well, when I started writing the book, and for a number of subsequent books, it was almost as if I was hearing someone read the book and I was transcribing it. And later I would read it and, where did this come from? But when I finished that book, I couldn't leave it at that. I went on and wrote a second book and a third one. And I have completed book number 8. The last two books were a little harder for me to write, but I'm not sure that I'm through, because, you know, when I'm having stopped writing these books, and now it feels like, what do I do now?
Exactly. That was such a part of your life for so many years. I want to ask you about creating this character, Dan Jorgensen. The star of the book, it's his story, The Case of the Two Left Shoes, as well as others in the series. Where did you come up with this character? Because you've done an excellent job in a character that's, as readers, we really love to follow his escapades. How did you come up with the character?
You know, that is hard for me to explain, because it just is, it was there. Now, Dan Jorgensen was a veterinarian. He finished his training and right after training, he was drafted into the Army and sent to Europe as a food and meat inspector. And it wasn't long until, whether he liked it or not, he was involved with wartime. And he wound up saving a friend of his that was under attack, probably during the Battle of the Bulge, in which his friend was pinned down by a machine gun nest. He was driving close to the area in his Jeep, going to another regiment to yes. do an inspection, and his Jeep was hit by a mortar shell, and he could hear the shooting, and he was, the only arms he had was his 45 caliber sidearm, and he crawled to where he could see what was going on, and he knocked out that machine gun nest and saved his friend. I'm not sure he knew that it was his friend that it was pinned down, but it was. And he wound up being transferred to the criminal investigation element because of his ability to understand and read a report and get more out of it than anyone else possibly could. And they, I'd say, they liked his ability and had him transferred to the CIA. And the case of Two Left Shoes starts out with him being on vacation in Colorado, visiting some friends of his that he knew since before the end of World War II. And he's been at this ski lodge overnight, and a young man comes running in, and he's incoherent, and they finally get out of him that he's had gone to the irrigation canal to shut it down, and there's a woman's body in the canal. And so the sheriff and the chief of police were called, and Dan is sitting there in the dining room, and chief of police is talking to the young man, trying to get information out of him. And so here's a dead body, and here's a stranger sitting there, and the deputy sheriff comes over and talks to Dan and to find out who he is, what is he doing there, why in this place. And when he finds out that he is a criminal investigator and very seasoned in investigating all kinds of things, excuse me, including murder, the deputy sheriff asked him if he will go with him to help recover the body. The whole thing went from there, and the probable murderers find out about Tim, and they started attacking him. It just goes on and on that having put so many high-ranking individuals and hundreds of criminals in prison.
Yes.
He's got a lot of enemies.
And it's amazing the twists and turns in the story. The suspense thriller book, we're talking about The Case of Two Left Shoes by M.M. Beck, our guest on the program. Book's available at authorreputationpress.com. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. All of the books in the series, by the way, you'll be able to find, and you can order those as well. How much fun was it in writing this series? And I put past tense there. I'm going to say, how much fun is it writing this series? Because it sounds like we're going to hear more from Dan. How much fun has it been to develop this character over a number of books?
To me, it was enjoyable to write them. Sometimes not so enjoyable to go back and read them because the characters become real to me. So when I'm reading the books that I've written and I see the dangers and situations that they're in, it seems to come pretty close to me. And, you know, like I say, the characters are real. And some of it has come from incidents in my own life, having worked for the Air Force for 10 years and not in any capacity like Dan Jorgensen is in, but there are certain aspects of my experience that helped me to write these books. Dan Jorgensen, because of his abilities, was named or referred to by President Eisenhower as a national treasure. And most of Dan's promotions come about as a result of President Eisenhower assigning him tasks and giving him the power through rank to be able to carry it out. And he promoted him from colonel to brigadier general, major general, lieutenant general, and general in a relatively short period of time.
Well, it's a fascinating character that you've created that you'll read throughout the series, Dan Jorgensen. The newest book is The Case of Two Left Shoes. M.M. Beck, the author, is our guest on the program. You wrote about, in the one book, the origin of our solar system. Now, I understand when you're talking about Dan and the military, veterinarian, all of that, that as an author you can draw on some of your experiences to bring to the character. When you're writing about the solar system, how long did it take you to write that?
Well, I heard a physics professor tell about the accepted theory for the origin of the solar system, namely the accretion disk theory that was proposed by Immanuel Kant 200 years ago. It didn't seem right to me, and I spent 18 years wow. studying the information that I could find on our solar system. A lot of it was coming as a result of the satellites that then been sent out to explore the solar system, and such as the Hubble telescope and the things that they were learning. And when I got through studying that, I came to the realization that our solar system could not possibly have originated in an accretion disk. Like I say, it took me from the time that I first heard of it until I completed it was about 19 years.
It's amazing. And all of M.M. Beck's books are available. You can authorreputationpress.com, a place to go at Amazon. We'll have links for all those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Want to talk about some of the books that you've written, some of the books you're in process of or thinking about. Have you written other books that have not been published yet?
One that I haven't published, and I've been asked a number of times to write this book, and I'm working on it now, How to Raise a Gifted Family.
Now, that's interesting. Are you working on it now, you say? So it's something...
That is correct.
Okay, how long before you think that you'll have that ready for publication?
Oh, it probably be a few months. I think I can say that I do have a gifted family, whether it's because of me or in spite of me, that's another debate.
I'm sure they're inspired by what you've been able to do with all of the writing, and we'll look forward to that and so much more. Are there other books that you're writing?
Well, I have written a book about the food and medicinal plants that are found in our area. We can expect a magnitude 9 earthquake almost any time, and it's overdue. And when that earthquake happens, we're going to be isolated for months because the bridges will be out, the roads will be out, we'll have no power, telephone, our utility systems, you know, like the water and sewer systems, they're going to be out. There's going to be no trucks rolling in here carrying food. We will have to be able to sustain ourselves during that time. And this book that I put together, it's been published and printed locally for the purpose of people in this area that hopefully will help them to survive this horrendous event. It's going to be terrible. But It's better to be prepared than scared.
Well, it is, and it's interesting, the diversity of your writing, your books, the Dan Jorgensen series, the newest one we're talking about, The Case of the Two Left Shoes, available at Author Reputation Press, are entertaining. It's a great escape for us, and some of your focus in writing as well is on helping people, isn't it? Giving them some information. That can be life-saving, what you're working on now, for the people that live in the area of Washington that you do.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to do. And right, there's other projects that I'm working on that won't result in a book, but I just hope that they will result in trying to help the people here on the West Coast when that earthquake happens. Along with that earthquake, there's going to be a tremendous tsunami that's going to devastate the coastal area. This earthquake and tsunami zone goes from northern Vancouver Island down to Cape Mendocino in California.
It's just amazing, and you hear that you know, that information, and if you don't live in that area, it's interesting, but if you live there, you really need to be on top of the situation and being prepared, as you talked about. All of this, the information on Dan's books that are published, you'll find, of course, by looking at Amazon, the usual places to get that information. You mentioned with Dan Jorgensen, that will go on some. Are you working on some ideas with that now? It sounds like your mind is always active. What a career you've had as an author. This, first of all, are you working on, how many stories are you working on with Dan? And this really sounds like you're having fun with this character and this whole writing career that you've got going.
Well, I have written 8 books. I 6 of them, I think, are actually published now. Number 7 is going to the press. The publisher has book 8, and hopefully soon that will be ready to go and have the series that will come out. There are still ideas bouncing around in my mind, and, you know, when I finished book 8, I figured, okay, that's it. But guess what? I'm not sure that it's going to just sit there and retire.
Yep, you got Dan in your mind going, you know what, I got another story or two that you can tell, so we'll be watching for that. The story, the books in the series so far, very entertaining. And was there an inspiration to get into writing early on? Who were some of your favorite authors, and who influenced you as a young person in getting into reading and writing?
Well, as a child, I loved to read. You know, during World War II, instead of, I'd occasionally look at comic books, but I was more apt to pick up an encyclopedia and go through and read the articles in there. And when I would get an idea, I always wanted to write it down. And that hasn't stopped. When I was working for the Air Force, I got an idea that they needed an environmental assessment, so I wrote one, got it approved by the Pentagon. I wrote a second one, and I did that in my spare time. And I was told by the Pentagon staff that mine were better than 90% of those written by major consulting firms. And had they had to contract out to have them written, it would have cost $250,000 apiece.
Wow, I can believe that, yeah.
And, you know, I just come up with things that needed to be done. I had a chance, so I would do it.
Well,
when I started writing as a child, I come across some of the papers that I wrote back when. I find them rather interesting. I'm not sure I'd want to publish them, but writing and ideas of a little child, not quite up to what you'd consider the standards of the general public.
Well, that was the laying the foundation for the author that you have become with all of the success that you've had. Our guest is M.M. Beck, a retired veterinarian, environmental scientist. We talked about that. Loves to study astronomy. That's part of the storylines that he's been able to work into his books. The newest book is The Case of Two Left Shoes. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com, Amazon as well, and then you can click on and get all of the books that that are out there. Dr. Beck, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. An excellent job in writing this series. Looking forward to more. It sounds like at least several more to come forward here. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I guess it I shouldn't say hard to say this, but I don't mind telling people as to what I've been able to do. Hopefully not bragging, but there's sometimes there's information that I have that I like people to have for their benefit.
Well, you're a gifted writer, and you do it in such a way that it's relatable to the public. And in the case of these books, the series, Dan Jorgensen, we fall in love with the characters. We love following Dan. All of this makes it very enjoyable, and it's great for us to get this information. In fact, I see Dan as a hopefully someday maybe a TV series or a movie, that type of thing. So much there with the character. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you. Please stay in touch with the new books come out, and thank you for being on to talk about The Case of the Two Left Shoes.
I thank you.
Our guest on the program, M.M. Beck, the book The Case of the Two Left Shoes. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com. Also, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly and get information on the series. And we're back on today's program after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.